Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler has declared a state of emergency for the city of Austin and effective immediately, South by Southwest, for the first time in 34 years, will be canceled. Effective immediately, canceled due to the coronavirus. This will have a $360 million impact on the city of Austin. That's right, they'll have $0 this year, and they'll lose out on $360 million.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
you. Hey guys, it's Equal Man. This is an unusual podcast. It's with the coronavirus outbreak. We're going to talk about it because we're sitting here in Austin, Texas. It was just announced that South by Southwest will be canceled. Those not familiar with the conference, it's been going on for 34 years. And this is a huge conference. It's one of the biggest conferences in the world. It spans now 3 weeks. It's not only film, but it's also music and then interactive. And the interactive is massive. But they also have healthcare at the front of it. Ironically enough, they have a healthcare week and they also have an education week. It attracts over 417,000 people to Austin, Texas. Now, the reason this is a big deal is because South by Southwest was adamant that they were going to push forward and move on and do it, despite all the cancellations that were happening. Facebook canceled their conference. Also, there was a lot of companies that were pulling out of South by Southwest. That ranged from Twitter to Facebook to TikTok to SAP. And so the mayor, Mayor Adler of the city of Austin, is the one that canceled it. So this is how it reads. This is from South by Southwest tweet. The city of Austin has canceled the March dates for South by Southwest and South by Southwest EDU. South by Southwest will faithfully follow the city's directions. So again, this was coming down from the city. The city has declared a local emergency. And this is what South by Southwest, again, this is the Twitter handle, this is the organization, the festival. We are devastated to share this news with you. The show must go on is in our DNA, and this is the first time in 34 years that the March event will not take place. We are now working through the ramifications of this unprecedented situation. As recently as Wednesday, Austin Public Health stated that there's no evidence that closing South by Southwest or any other gatherings will make the community safer. However, this situation evolved rapidly, and we honor and respect the city of Austin's decision. We are committed to do our part to help protect our staff, attendees, and fellow Austinites. So as we can see, this is going to have major ramifications. First and foremost, we want to make sure everyone out there that's listening stays safe and also healthy. But we're going to talk today just briefly about the growing spread and also more the growing concern from an economic perspective of the coronavirus. Again, this is just one such conference, but it attracts 417,000 people. Part of the reason the mayor canceled the event was because companies were pulling out of the event, and also they had 50,000 local signatures. Again, we're doing this podcast here live from Austin, Texas right now. I've spoken at Austin, Texas for the last decade, so I'm personally bummed because it's one of my favorite times of the year. And also, I was going to be a judge on a Shark Tank-like panel called Black Ops, which takes NBA players and also NFL players, current players, and they compete in a Shark Tank-like forum. And I was going to be one of the investors slash judges to judge these teams, because what Black Ops is doing is trying to teach these players how to manage their money and how to have success as entrepreneurs once they get out of the league. Because you've probably seen the numbers that over 60% of those people, of the players that get out of the NBA and also the NFL, in 3 years go bankrupt. So anyways, I'm personally bummed because I was going to be part of the festival again, but more upset for, not upset, but disappointed that we're just not going to have South By for the first time in 34 years. But bigger picture, obviously I'm in the speaking business. That's part of what we do here at Equal Man Studios. We write books and then we also speak. So all these conferences that are being canceled, huge impact on the economy. not only just the speakers that no longer are going to get that check for speaking, but just massive impact on economies. For example, let's look at South By specifically. Last year, the festival made $355 million, really $356 million for the city of Austin. So think about that. $356 million now down to zero. Again, we're talking about money. The most important thing is for us to stay healthy during this virus, but we're talking major economic impact, global economic impact. And you can see what industries are impacted. First and foremost, all these conferences. Those are the first ones we're starting to see. But all the folks that support those conferences, what about the restaurants? We're starting to see that. Next time you go out to eat, if you've gone out to eat recently, you'll see not many people out. Look at the roads, a lot less people. So all this stuff has a trickle-down effect on the economy. And even if we get a solve, and the hope is we somehow figure out some kind of solve or how to, for around the health of this, I know there's real smart people working on this, but we're going to see this ripple effect for the next couple of years for the economy. So I'd love for you to shoot us a note here, EQ@Equalman. If you're seeing firsthand it already impacting what you do, or more importantly, is it already impacting the bottom line? Because we're seeing it firsthand at conferences and also speaking engagements. They're being canceled left and right, most of them being pushed till next year. But companies like for Southwest that pulled out, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, IBM, and Netflix. And that's why the mayor made the decision, declared a state of emergency in the city of Austin, and it wasn't the event organizers. The event organizers were trying to continue to put on the show, and so it was actually an edict from the mayor that came down, and he has canceled South by Southwest this year. Comic-Con in Seattle, the Emerald City Comic-Con, that was also canceled today, and also a large festival around indie music and other music in Miami was canceled as well. So the so what of this podcast is from an economic standpoint, things are going to get worse before they are going to get better. And you know me, I'm a huge optimist. So my hope is that from the health standpoint, we get this solved quickly. But we're going to see some domino and downhill waterfall effects of the economy that we're going to feel immediately right now, but also next year and also the following year in 2022. So my thought is for us, we write books. So if the conferences are canceling for speaking, we're going to go deeper on books and also our video animation, our animation studio. My hope is that you have that diversification. You can kind of move over to do something else. Some of us are not that fortunate, but it's really trying to look through, okay, this thing is going to, it's already having an economic impact when we think about the cancellation of all these conferences and all the other things we talked about on this immediate alert show. But it's really about thinking through your business and seeing what you can do to hopefully somehow take advantage of some opportunities that are going to spring up. But again, most importantly, I hope everyone out there stays safe. Again, what you need to do is you got to wash your hands, cover your mouth when you're sneezing. It's just the same steps we take with the flu, almost on steroids. So hopefully you stay safe. Hopefully you found this podcast helpful. We thought it was, you know, we had to do something. We're sitting here in Austin. The news broke that they're canceling one of the largest conferences in the world. And be safe.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super you.